Dictation for Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S. Enes or Ines, E-N-N-E-S. November 1928, addresses a letter to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, 463-2249. Dear Christina, a follow-up for Mrs. Ines, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, elevated calcium, AFib, small kidneys, last visit, December. Comes in person, comes with the daughter. She uses a walker, she's overweight. There was a syncopal episode related to UTI sepsis, pyelonephritis. Was in the hospital, Covenant Saginaw. Received antibiotics, fluid, but no pressure support. Apparently also non-ST wave heart attack. No nausea or vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, presently urine clear without cloudiness or blood. She did not have urinary symptoms when she was admitted with syncope. No recent falling episode, stable edema 2-3+, bilateral with varicose veins. At the time of syncope, did have a fracture of the number 5 digit on the left foot. Presently, no chest pain, palpitations, no oxygen, stable dyspnea, no pyrolemic arterial hemoptysis, no orthopnea PND. Does receive meals on wheels and family helps. Occasionally she has to cook. Does not check blood pressure at home. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the HCTC. Norvasc, bisoprolol was discontinued. Next paragraph, present weight 187, blood pressure high 174/80 on the left side, overweight, no localized valvulus consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rapogallo, no gross palpable neck masses, JVD or carotid bruise or lymph nodes, obesity of the abdomen without ascites, tenderness or masses, 2+ edema below the knees, multiple varicose veins, severe arthritis of the hands with dilated veins all the way up to the wrist. She has the right eye proptosis with sun deviation, decreased eyesight in that area, normal on the left eye, which is not protruded. She's been told that she has some kind of tumor, apparently benign, behind the eye for many years and no progression. Presently not following with anybody. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From June, creatinine 1.2, which is actually one of her best. She's been between 1.3 and 1.6. Present GFR 43, stage 3, electrolyte acid-based nutrition. Normal calcium persistently elevated 10.5. Phosphorus low normal 3.5. Mild anemia 13.5. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary. A kidney ultrasound without obstruction, bilateral simple cyst. An echocardiogram normal ejection fraction, minor other abnormalities. They mentioned the heart attack, the pyelonephritis, some change of kidney function as high as 1.9, at the time of discharge 1.4, no dialysis was needed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent UTI sepsis with syncope with no evidence of kidney obstruction, fluid collection, or perinephric abscess. Next number, acute kidney injury returning to baseline. Next number, CKD stage 3. Next number, hypertension presently not well controlled. I would like to increase the Norvasc to 5 milligrams. Side effects explained of edema and constipation. She's supposed to see you tomorrow. Next number, prior coronavirus infection. Not requiring any oxygen. Next number, chronic hypercalcemia. Does not require any specific treatment. Is not symptomatic. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Discuss with the patient and family member. Come back in 6 months.